Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Joined tonight by my producer, Brendan Thomas. How are you today, Brendan?
I'm doing fantastic, Bob. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I do want to pay homage to another regular on our show, Jim Barrier. He has COVID. Mm-hmm. We do take the disease very seriously. We believe it's been exploited. We believe there's all kinds of stupid mandates, but that doesn't mean I want to see anybody get it. I've had it myself. It's not a lot of fun. Jim is over 70, so he's in a higher risk category. When I spoke to him yesterday, he was doing much better than he had the previous days. I do want to say that I paid special homage to him that the audience may not catch. He hates the musical Cats.
Oh, does he?
And it's not my, I don't think it's a great musical either, but I do love that one song, Memory, by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Beautiful music. And I remember one time I played that when Jim was on the show. He just went on and on. So Jim, as a special homage to you, I played Memories tonight, knowing that you wouldn't be here to have to listen to it. So that was my gift to you.
Oh, thank you, Jim, for that. And I personally like Andrew Lloyd Webber's music. Personally.
Oh, well,
I
think beautiful, beautiful music.
He comes up with some really catchy melodies. And again, I personally love the musical Cats. I think it's really, I don't like the movie. I know you liked the movie, if I remember right.
I liked the movie better than the stage play, but I didn't really care that much for either one, must say.
Okay, yeah. Well, I like the stage play a little bit more, but that's another story.
But that song, Memory, beautiful, beautiful song.
Has to be the top 10 best musical
songs. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, even if it's not my favorite musical that it came from.
There you go, yeah. So I wanted to take a break from the whole Christian films list because it's been one busy week of news, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
So we'll start off with going back to your monologue from earlier about COVID. There was a study done that showed the prevalence of how long symptoms can affect with COVID, and they found that 5 to 10% of children underneath the age of 13 had those long symptoms. So going along with what you were talking about with the San Diego Unified School District mandating those masks, it makes really no sense for those students because A, it's not affecting their health in the long run too. And it says here that 33% of 14 and older had longer COVID symptoms than those kids too. So in the end, like I said, or like you were saying, it's not going to affect the kids as much, but it is affecting those people 65 and older. So I have to agree with you with this whole mask mandate for San Diego Unified, especially being the only public school system right now in the county of San Diego is implementing these masks still.
So, at the moment, yeah. At the moment, let's hope it remains only them.
Yeah, I know. I'm still predicting that we will not have masks upcoming to this. That's my early prediction. I could be totally wrong.
I hope you're right. Yeah. I certainly hope you're right.
Yeah. Another serious story, though, is the fire out in Yosemite.
And I did not hear about that till yesterday. And I have been to Yosemite. It's breathtaking country.
Bet. My mom left to go to a hiking trip with my aunts and uncle up there on Thursday. Then on Friday, that's when I started hearing about the fire. So I called to check up on her, and it went immediately to voicemail. So that made me think, oh, this is the
worst. Made you really nervous
for sure. And I try calling her on Saturday, no answer, and then she calls me on this morning and she says, oh, I'm perfectly safe. I'm in Pasadena.
Very glad, happy for you.
Story goes, the fire started on Friday, so the fire actually went over to a cell phone tower, and so it completely messed up any cell phone reception in that area. Saturday, it takes forever to get the traffic out to go to Pasadena from there. And so she was just tired at the end and she went to go to sleep. And then she woke up this morning to let me know that she is safe. But here's what so far we've had for information for the Yosemite fire. 14,000 acres are burning and there's 0% containment so far.
It's just horrible. Such a waste, such beauty.
Yes. And according to my mom, the smoke was the worst she's ever had to deal with in an area before. So our hearts and prayers go out to the thousands that live out there. I'm going to transition this news story into a really funny one.
Oh, before you transition, has the governor blamed the fire on global warming yet?
You know what? Surprisingly enough, not yet. But
just wait. If not him, somebody else. But
separate news story, though, I heard this morning on NPR. There's been a huge increase in shark attacks going around the coastline here.
Oh, well,
in
then that's because of global warming.
Correct. That's what they're saying. Of course. I'm like, what? I've never heard why. And especially during Shark Week, I'm not surprised.
And then when we have an exceptionally cold winter, oh, who said anything about global warming? It's climate change. I always said it was climate change.
There's no consistency
of
in that.
Of course not.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.